The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 319 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Courtney. Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney.
So famous, you only
Thank
go by one
for
name.
Thank you for being a friend.
Like Cher.
Traveled down the road and back again.
Damn. All right.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Oh, so this is the first of our episodes that we're doing all about us. No, but really, to save on weekly episode times, because, you know, we have a lot going on in our lives, we wanted to compile because I know a lot of our listeners really enjoy hearing about, like, what we're reading, what we're listening to, what we're watching, games that we're playing, and weekly profits, right? So that's what we are going to be doing. We're going to talk about our latest reads, watches, gaming, and just generally what we've been up to outside of the podcast and any recent Potter news that we have coming up. So we're going to go to Meg's Mouse Tales for the first time in a long time. Meg's Mouse Tales, please give us the monthly profit or whatever.
The monthly profit. Okay, so actually, like, I just felt like it was a little stagnant for a while, you know, but, like, I found some good stuff that's coming that's exciting. So, first and foremost, I always love giving updates on Lego sets. It is rumored that there's going to be as many as 7 sets joining the Harry Potter lineup this year.
Ding, 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 7.
And there's a possible sorting hat that I think might be the big one for this year. So that's kind of exciting.
That is exciting.
There is also they are releasing the boathouse, which is kind of cute. You know, like where the first years come with their little boats. Mm-hmm. There is a new one that is the Ford Anglia, which is kind of cool, that's coming. And then also, what was it? Oh, they're re-releasing, I think it's a little different, but it's similar to the Hagrid's Hut that was released a couple years ago. They're like re-releasing Hagrid's Hut. And then there's also going to be another Forbidden Forest Magical Creatures set that's coming out. And the Owlery, which I thought was neat. But there are even more that they haven't announced, like, exactly what they're going to be. But I heard I heard some rumors on the interwebs of a sorting hat, and that one is really exciting to me.
That is really exciting. I'm going to look at these.
Next piece of Weekly Profit news. Would somebody be able to send these links in Discord as I go?
I got you.
Thank you.
Did you do the first two already?
Yeah, I did the first two.
Okay.
So the next piece of monthly profit news is that there have been some names registered and potentially confirmed for Epic Universe of areas and restaurants and attractions, which I find quite exciting. And the first name that has been confirmed is simply the Ministry of Magic. So that's just kind of expected to be the name of the overall land within Epic Universe at Universal Studios. Just kind of like Hogsmeade and Islands of Adventure or Diagon Alley in Universal Studios. So like we're expecting the area to be called the Ministry of Magic. Now, two of the names are likely for the big attractions. So the first one, which this follows the naming conventions that they've used for the other two big ticket Harry Potter attractions. Harry Potter and the Battle at the Ministry is expected to be the land's main ride. It's supposed to be a tracked dark ride based on the British Ministry of Magic.
British?
This That's all new. Sounds very confusing to me because all of the other names are
every
French.
Other thing has been French.
What if you like British, go through the Ministry of Magic to and you flew to something. Another one or something like
that? I guess. I don't know.
Are they just doing all of this to have it all?
I don't know. And it's kind of weird to
Do
me.
Do you know what I mean?
With the fact that like they've basically benched Fantastic Beasts.
It's yes.
To be building a whole.
Benched is like the nicest term you can come up with something that's probably completely finished.
Yeah. To like build an entire land that is featured in Crimes of Grindelwald. So
it's stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm curious. I don't know. We'll see. So the other name is people are thinking that this is going to be a live stage show based on the magical Parisian circus that we see in Crimes of Grindelwald called Le Cirque Arcanus.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is going to be four names have been filed for food and beverage service. These are all in French, so I'm real sorry. I'm going to try my best. Café L'Air de la Sirène and Le Gobelet Noir are expected to be quick service restaurants. Also a bakery that is going to be called Pâtisserie Madagot and Bar Moonshine, which could be a small bar similar to the Hog's Head. There's also been some names filed as retail services. Tor and Flu expected to be the shop at the exit of the Battle of the Ministry. In keeping with the Flu Network aspect of the ride that will transport visitors, from London to Paris. Look at that. Les Galeries Mirifiques will be another general retail store. Mademoiselle Malkin's will be the clothing store. That's kind of cute.
That is cute.
And a wand shop that is going to be called Cosma Acajor Baguette Magique, because Baguette Magique is the translation of wand. It's kind of cute.
That
is adorable.
My heart with glee.
Right. Also a candy store called K. Ramel. Thanks, Megan said she's going to send me pronunciation videos later. I appreciate it. I took French. I don't know. I'm blanking. Additionally, there is rumored to be a Great Hall expansion in the works. And it was reportedly previously planned to be a VR broom ride, which that is interesting
Bomb
to me if they
it.
Do that. Yeah.
I will never be able to do that. VR? No.
It's interesting to me that they may bring that to Universal because that could be why they closed the VR experiences at Harry Potter New York. Because maybe they
that
want
makes sense.
Those just
I mean,
in
the
Universal.
One that I did was really cool.
They are really cool. Both of them were really cool. I really liked them. Also, if the Great Hall rumor is true, this may end up being a dinner theater experience similar to the special dinners hosted at the Warner Brothers Studio Tour in London. I would die. That is like one of my number one want to do's at Leavesden are the special dinners in the Great Hall. They do them a couple times a year. And like if they brought that same similar experience to Universal, I would be so excited. That would be a must do every trip for me.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So anyway, the construction looks absolutely amazing. They are really moving along quickly. And it is still slated to open in 2025, which like honestly is going to be here before we know it. So that is really exciting. And then the last bit of news is kind of two things in one because they both involve Cursed Child. So we got our first stop on the North American tour for Cursed Child. It's going to be coming to Chicago for a 21-week engagement. So that is super cool. I love and Chicago. Also involving Cursed Child, it is coming to schools. So the first UK and US schools to produce Cursed Child have been announced. There's going to be a school in London and a school in New Jersey that both were offered basically the rights to do Cursed Child for the first time in a school, which is really awesome because honestly, I love going to see theater performances like at my old high school. I think that they do such a good job and it's like such an accessible way to see theater if you can't afford going to see it on Broadway or something like that, and like usually they're absolutely fantastic. So I think that that's really awesome that it's going to be available in schools. That's super cool.
Our school, side note, is doing they have like a partnership with like Disney shows.
Nice.
And this year they're doing Finding Nemo.
Oh, how fun.
I know, and I can't wait because they're doing like 2 days worth of shows. So my class and I are going to be able to go and watch them like in our little, we have like a little theater.
That's cool.
I know. I love my school.
We drove by it the other day. I told Katie, I was like, that's Tiffany's school. She's like, oh my God, really? I've driven past it so many times. I was like, yep.
My aunt lives right over there.
Yeah. That's my prophets.
Your prophets.
So those are your prophecies.
Take it away, Tiffany.
What do you want to know? Do you want to know about the books I've been reading?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
And that's just why kidding. We signed you up for StoryGraph.
Right. Yep.
We made Tiffany get a StoryGraph. We bullied her into it. We said, get a StoryGraph, girl.
Yes. So I have been like deep into my reread of Crescent City 2, that's House of Sky and Breath. And then right now I'm rereading Court of Silver Flames in preparation for January 30th, where I will cease to become a mother and wife, and I will only become a reader. People are to leave me alone for 2 days so I can go on this journey of probably what will result in heartbreak. So I've been doing that recently. Always got Deathly Hallows on, but I can't remember the last time we updated on what we were doing. So I'm just going to kind of roll through what I've read on my Kindle. I don't know if I said this. I read Fourth Wing. I read Iron Flame. I read Counting the Cost by Jill Duggar. Okay. That was my Kindle. Throw it over to my Audible because I love an audiobook. I read The Woman in Me by Britney Spears. And that's probably, I mean, I read A Storm of Witchcraft, but I feel like I told people that already. So most, those are the most recent books I've been reading. As far as like TV and movies go, I, as you guys know, I have anxiety, but I have been actually trying to force myself out of rereading and re-watching things. Because I just need to like get myself out of that. So I watched the new Haunted Mansion movie, which I talked about this on the last episode. It's so like true to the ride and a lot of like aspects. And I appreciate that. I enjoyed that movie a lot.
Let me see.
Oh, it's so good. You would love it. Okay. I watched How to Become a Cult Leader. I watched The Big Vape. These are all on Netflix. These are documentaries. I watched Arnold. Watched Mysteries of Faith. Let's see. I'm mostly into documentaries. I rewatched Laguna Beach on Netflix. So nostalgic. But right now they only have season 3 of Laguna Beach on there. And I'm like, I'm a season 1 and 2 girly. So
I've never seen any of it.
You would hate it. I watched The Murdaugh Murders, The Southern Scandal. That one's on Netflix. Let's see. I really want to watch World War II from the front lines, but I feel like that's a little too real for me right now, given the current climate. So I'm not going to save my mental health. But I do enjoy a historical documentary. I feel like there's so much more that I've probably watched, but like I did it on the flyby and then like totally forgot, because I'll binge these and then go. Oh, I watched The Hatchet Wielding Hitchhiker. Not for the faint of heart. I sound like I'm really messed up, but I swear. Mia, yes, I have watched Band of Brothers. Fun fact about me, I watched Saving Private Ryan once and I'll never watch it again. Fantastic movie, but it was so well acted and so real. I literally, I'll think about certain scenes in that movie and have like, they'll live inside my head. Like, I literally can't watch that movie ever again. I really want to watch that Elvis movie. I heard that that's really good.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy Elvis. Tom Hanks. I just love. Let's see.
Are you gaming anything?
I am. I actually have been gaming this past week since I'm on vacation, and I've been putting a lot of work in Tears of the Kingdom. And I restarted Let's Go Pikachu, because that's nice. Just like a nostalgic, like, you know, Pokemon.
Do you remember the old version of, I think it was Hey You Pikachu? It was on N64. It had like the microphone you were supposed to attach mm-hmm. to the back, but it yeah. like never worked.
Oh man, I do remember. Do you remember? Did you ever play Pokemon Pinball on your Game Boy?
Yeah, I actually played that not too long ago. I resurfaced it and was playing it, and I was like, "How did I play on this tiny, not lit screen?" It's horrible.
I don't know, but that's why they had lights. Remember the lights you could plug in?
Oh, yeah. It would drain your battery, but it was so worth it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I watched Escaping Twin Flames. I've been watching The Hills.
I'm going to say, I hope I don't say your name wrong, but Sarkar.
I was literally just typing to her to ask if she could tell me how to pronounce her name.
If you could recommend, Tiff specifically, if you could recommend one of the things you watched most, what would it be?
It kind of depends on, like, what you're into. The best documentary that I've ever watched, like, hands down in my life is the Gettysburg documentary. I'm not sure where you can stream that these days, though. It's just perfectly done. It's Ken Burns. It's just absolutely amazing. Yes, Kara, you just said that, actually. Yeah, that's probably the best documentary I've ever watched. I don't know, man. I love a good cult documentary. Like, I like learning about, like, people's different ways of lives. I don't know.
Have you read Counting On?
I said that at the beginning.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you read that. But I was like.
And then I read her other. I read somebody's other one. Like
Ginger's book?
Yeah.
Hers was a little safe.
Yeah. I read Atomic Habits. I don't know if I talked about that on the podcast at all.
Oh, I've seen that one.
It's good. It's good. But yeah. So that's kind of like my TV shows. And then, of course, I always have my emotional support documentary, which is the Imagineering documentary. I like to spend my time looking at wait times at Magic Kingdom from Ohio.
Yep. It just gives you a little boost of the happies, you know?
Yeah. Truly, though, within the month of December, we've just been Christmas movie, like, repeating. So, like, just watching Christmas movies, watching Christmas tape. Elemental was so good. We watched that.
Oh, my gosh. Elemental is fantastic.
Alana loves it. We do a lot of skeleton dance in my house. So if you haven't seen that. And then Behind the Attraction on Disney, it's one of their documentaries. That's really good. I watched the newest Disney documentary that they did. What's it called? What's that new one that they put out there?
The Walt Christmas one?
No. Let's see if I can find it without pausing too long. Quick, somebody talk about something. Disney 100, A Century of Dreams. Sorry, I didn't give you.
Is that the short? No, it's
no,
not.
It's an hour and 18 minutes.
Okay,
minutes commemorating
the
100th anniversary. It's very good. It made me cry.
Did you watch the short though that they did?
I don't think I did.
Oh, it's my god, Tiffany! So cute.
I need to watch
this
one. Yeah, the story of a mouse. I need to watch that. I need to watch about Oswald as well. And then Adventure Through the Walt Disney Archives is one I need to get. Oh, you mean Once Upon a Studio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
watch that. Oh, it's my like God. 12 minutes
watch
long.
It tonight.
Yeah.
It's 14 minutes long, actually, Katie.
I was close, okay?
It is like there's a specific moment where like both of us just like looked at each other and started crying. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
It's a good cry, though.
Yeah, definitely good cry.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I've been doing. And just relaxing on my vacation, going through stuff, cleaning out my office, thinking about moving the Swish layer up to my office and how we're going to do that.
And how we're going to add video.
And how we're going to add video. So just kind of not trying to like overrun myself, like getting stuff done as well as taking time to relax, which I feel like I don't always do, but I've been doing a very good job at balancing myself this vacation. I'm also going to Hocking Hills this weekend.
Nice.
So for cool. A weekend with our fam. So I'm ready. It's got an indoor pool, so I'm going to be swimming.
Send pictures.
Nice.
Please.
That's awesome.
I will. I'm done.
Okay. Let's see. Trying to think like the last book that I shared.
You completed your goal.
I did complete my goal.
Yeah.
For 2023
which 3 days into 2024 I read all my books,
which was 75 books. I was really proud of myself for completing that.
That's awesome.
Let's see, I read, trying to think where I left off here. I did. So I started I started a publication reread of Sarah J. Maas, but then I kind of abandoned ship on that because I just knew that I wasn't going to get through all of Throne of Glass before Crescent City 3. So I read all of the novellas and then jumped ship to ACOTAR. So I reread all of ACOTAR and I am starting Crescent City hopefully tomorrow. I did not get a chance to start that yet.
Are you starting with the first one or the second one?
I'm going to start with the first one.
Ambitious.
You don't think I can do both?
I think you can.
Yeah.
Just it's listen. Just
a lot of info.
I'm going to listen.
Yeah, that's
a good idea. Think. Or I'll probably combo it, listening and ebook reading it.
Yeah.
And I also discovered these really cute, sweet little novellas. Yes, I was searching for novellas at the end of the year because I really wanted to hit that goal. Okay, don't judge me.
No one's judging. Mm-hmm.
But it's like a trilogy of novellas, and all of them take place or revolve around an airport. And they're by Denise Williams, and they're called The Love Connection, The Missed Connection, and The Sweetest Connection.
That sounds adorable.
They're super cute, sweet, short, just like...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nice little breaks if you've been reading a lot of fantasy and you want a little bit of a reset, you know. I always think that romance or like chick lit, something light and fluffy, is like a really good barrier between fantasy books. So I read that.
I remembered something that I watched because you did it too. So I can say this. Yeah, we finished The Crown.
Yes.
We finished The Crown.
We did finish The Crown.
Okay, back to you.
And I read one of my, I think, favorite reads of the year in December, which was Lovelight Farms.
I have that downloaded.
It's so good. Katie finished it too already.
Oh, actually. Kate.
I know, right? I finished a book.
I'm shocked.
And Katie got me the other two in the series that are out called In the Weeds and Mixed Signals. So those are definitely on my to-do list, though I don't know if I'll get to them until after Crescent City 3, to be completely honest, because I really want to focus on Crescent City this month.
They go by seasons, so the Lovelight Farm one.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, I could, but also I just want to read them.
I know.
And I read Heartstopper 5. Fantastic. I know. I actually like didn't really realize this, but like the entirety of Heartstopper, I think, is out, but just not in book form. Like you can read them online, but they
She's
haven't
got a
been
bunch
published.
Of, like, extra stuff too, like little.
I actually just read a little short story that she put out. Called, hold on, it's actually on here. What is it called? Hold on. It's Heartstopper. Oh, gosh darn it. Why? Okay, hold on. It's, you know, I shouldn't have even opened Goodreads. I should have just gone straight to Storygraph, but I don't know why. It's like muscle memory to just go into Goodreads. Storygraph might be down still. Basically, it's like a play on, it's Nick and Charlie from Heartstopper, but like Nick is like a cyborg and Charlie is like a detective. And it's just this meant like alternate reality little story, but it's really cute. And I read that because it was just, it was short and sweet and I found it and I liked it. So yeah, I set my reading goal for 2024 to be 100 books. That was my original goal for last year, but I just like knew that I wasn't going to hit it. I want to try to hit it because I started a project a few days ago. And that is, I have made a spreadsheet of every book that I own and have put in it if I've read it or not. And it was an eye-opening exercise, I will tell you that. I own 410 books. And this does not include any Harry Potter book.
Or audio.
Or audiobook or ebook. Sorry, this is literally physical, physical book. It does include all of SJM, though. 410, I think. And I have not read 300 of them.
I'm fine.
It's so bad. So that really is. That really is my goal this year is to reduce my physical TBR. I'm actually over on Fangirls and Fairy Tales. I'm going to be hosting like a reduce your shelf, tackle your TBR type of challenge. I'm working on it and I'm going to post it. My goal is to post it before we leave for vacation. We'll see if that happens, but that is my goal. And yeah, so that's going to kind of be my goal, is to really tackle these books that I have on my shelf that I haven't read. And use the library more. So TV, honestly, we have canceled almost all of our streaming services except for Disney Plus and Apple. You guys know this, I've said this a million times. I go through phases with content intake. Yeah. And I'm just kind of tired of TV.
I feel that.
I've really been liking putting on those like ambiance videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And just reading or relaxing and listening to an audiobook, playing with Phil. Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't been feeling TV. I haven't really watched much of anything. We honestly didn't even watch all the Christmas movies we wanted to this year. We didn't watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which I cannot believe we didn't do. We didn't watch Home Alone 2. I don't know.
We didn't watch the Jim Carrey Grinch either.
Yeah.
What?
I know. Failed at TV. Grinches. I'm just tired of it. So
I understand.
We're taking a little break. But I have been playing Disney Dreamlight Valley. I got the expansion. It's called The Rift in Time. Cool. And it expanded and gave me Gaston.
Oh, he's so annoying.
Rapunzel, Eve from WALL-E. Who else did it give me? There's more, I thought. Maybe not. But now I can get a capybara as my companion, which is super cute. And anyway, there's going to be like a ton more expansions. Like, you can see there's like space for at least 6 more islands that they can expand to. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Fun times.
Katie. Go for it, girly.
Let's see. Okay. If anyone didn't hear, I finished all of Throne of Glass. So I am now caught up in the Sarah J. Maas world, the Maasverse. No more spoilers for me. I'm so excited. So excited to like read the new book along with all my friends instead of being the last one and everyone catch being up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How am I doing post Kingdom of Ash? I'm doing okay because I did it. You know what I mean? Like, I did it.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
That's literally like all you read last year.
Yeah. I read that Heartstopper at the very beginning of the year, and I read Anxious People. That was my selection of books, which, you know, it was great. Just took me a long time. But I did read before, I think I finished it right after Christmas. I read Love Light Farms.
Yeah.
It was very cute and fluffy. Not a lot of drama. Just enough drama without making you be like, that my God.
That was a great book to read after Kingdom of Ash.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
But so my, because I realized I can do this and I'm glad I can. My goal for this year is to always have a physical book I'm reading and always have a book I'm listening to, because I like to listen to books while I run. Yeah. So that's a good motivation on both ways to continue listening and whatever. So I'm currently reading a book called The Book Eaters. It's very weird, but I think good. I think I just got to the part where like things are going to start getting interesting. It's more supernatural than I thought.
That's cool though.
Yeah, but we'll see. And I'm listening to Fourth Wing. So that's another series
I've read Iron Flame. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That's another series I need to catch up on that all my friends have already read. So, but I'm really, really, really liking it. It's making me like laugh out loud.
Every time we're in the car, I'm like, can we listen to Fourth Wing?
Yeah. It's really good. I'm not super far, but I mean, I've made a nice little dent in it.
You've made a pretty good dent. Yeah. You've got a lot of running coming up.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Tis true, which I guess I'll talk about that in a little bit too. TV movies, I mean, same with Meg. We've canceled a lot of stuff. We did discover the other day that there's a new season of Kitchen Nightmares out.
I was kind of exciting. A little bit excited about that. Yeah,
I love watching
me some Gordon Ramsay.
I love watching Gordon go through a freezer at a restaurant and just getting so mad. But then I'm also like, oh my
disgusted
God.
Disgusted by it.
How many like, places how many, are like yeah, this?
How many places have I eaten that the back of their house looks like this too, you know?
He always has to stick his hand in raw chicken.
Ugh, I know.
Stop. Stop,
that is Gordon. Gross. Stop, Gordon.
Stop it, Gordon. Gaming, I am in the middle of Super Mario RPG, which is like my all-time favorite game from childhood.
You've been going pretty hard on that.
And then I decided to restart Pokemon Arceus because it was a long time since I played it, so I forgot everything. But I think I'm just surpassing where I was before. So,
oh, that's cool.
I really like that game a lot. It's a really good
game.
It's
good.
And we've gotten back into Pokemon Go.
And we've gotten back into Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jess for that because she randomly messaged me about it. Yeah, and then... Brandon's never gotten off board of it, so we're
actually gonna check it right now.
All playing it together.
What's around here?
Anything else I want to share? I'm this weekend. Not that this episode will come out in the proper time, but this weekend will be my first run back since
this episode.
My injury
is gonna come out after the weekend after your runs.
Yeah. So I'm a little nervous, but excited, obviously.
You're going to do so good.
I just want to finish.
Which ones are you doing?
I'm doing the Walt Disney World half in Florida and then flying to California and doing the 10K and the half in Disneyland so that I hopefully can grab a coast-to-coast medal because they haven't done that in 6 years. And we've been talking about since we started this running journey. Not all in one weekend. It'll be a half one weekend, and then the following weekend will be a 10K and a half.
Yes.
Can I have the charger? Yeah. So it's going to be a crazy fun trip. I'm very excited about it. And I know that I've got... Meg's already... Like, we've already packed all my fuel. Everything's, like, ready to go. I'm just a little... But it's going to be fun.
You're going to do great.
It's going to be fun. If I have to crawl across the finish line, I will.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Thanks.
Oh yeah, we packed KT tape.
Oh yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Roll like an egg. I really need to find out what this egg thing's about.
I don't know.
You have the pink Coast to Coast? Nice. Nice.
They changed the Coast to Coast medal, of course. I don't really want to talk about it a little bit. I'm a little sad over what it looks like this year, but people dream about getting that medal, and it was always the partner's statue, and they freaking changed it.
But I will say, I thought I liked the round one better.
The back of the suitcase one does have the partner's statue, and that's the one that you're going to get. Yeah. So I know. It's a big freaking rectangle. I'm sorry. You guys couldn't have done whatever. I need to not. First of all, I'm not even running. And second of all, it's still cool. It just bums me out that like people waited 6 years for this race to come back and they've dreamed of getting the medal that they always made, but they changed like the color of it or something.
Yeah.
And then they change it to literally just be like a copy paste of the image that they used for Coast to Coast this year. And it just makes me a little annoyed because that's what they've been doing with the Run Disney medals lately. And it's a little bit lazy, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's still a massive, amazing accomplishment. And regardless, like, yes, that's what we're going to think about when we look at the medal more than anything. So
100%.
Yeah. I do love the half marathon medal.
Me too.
At Disneyland.
Me too.
So
it's really pretty.
Yeah.
But we'll be posting about it on Instagram and everything. So.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got markers to shout people out at.
I was going to do one and then they were gone.
They are not gone. You can let me know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to text me the same thing you texted me last time during my marathon?
What did I text you?
I can't say it on the pod because it's not appropriate.
Then probably if it's an obscenity.
Oh my gosh.
It isn't.
I'm going to make it worse. Oh, what are we doing next, guys? What's next here?
It would be lightning bolt questions, but I actually don't think that we got any for this episode. So okay. I think we're done. Cool. I think we did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it. Yeah.
And Philly was a good boy.
Oh, we did get some. Philly was a good boy. Hold on. Sorry, Mia said that we did. Let me just check really quick.
Oh, I wasn't scrolled right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's like two, I think.
Go for it.
Okay. There's a couple. Sam asks, what is your favorite / and or most annoying Harry Potter Lego set that you have? My favorite is the castle that's sitting in Tiffany's office.
My favorite is the castle that is sitting in my office.
That I built.
Did Dumbledore's office give me a hard time?
No, I think you did pretty good with that. That was the one that you did whenever you and Alana were over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it gave you trouble.
Did I have a missing piece or was that you?
Oh, maybe you did have a missing piece, but we made it work.
Yeah.
I gave you extras.
Because you had extra pieces. Yeah.
From other sets. So yeah, I guess that was kind of annoying.
Was this specifically Harry Potter Lego sets?
Yeah, but
that's all I really have.
You can say the one that I know that you want to say.
It's both my favorite and the most annoying to build.
And it is neither Harry Potter nor Lego.
Right, yeah. I believe it's Mega Bloks.
Mega Bloks Pikachu.
Yeah, they have all the Pokemon ones. But this one, like, moves. Like, it has a track that you build inside of it. And then you, like, eventually you turn a crank and, like, it looks like Pikachu's moving. Like, even the ground moves and stuff.
Dude, I'm not kidding. It was
It's really cool.
The worst set that we've ever put together.
But I will say, like, there's something to be said about a Lego brick because, like, this sounds stupid.
No.
But the Mega Block bricks don't fit together right.
No, they do not.
Not like Lego.
And they do not know how to give instructions.
The instructions were definitely not as well written out. And, like, there were some very finicky things.
Because you had to have things in a very specific direction
in order
for
it
to work correctly to, like, move.
Yeah.
They didn't tell you that.
No.
Oh, my God. I have never wanted to throw a Lego set across the room more than I did that freaking Pikachu.
How many parts did I build wrong? At least 3 to 4 different times I had to rebuild
like something. 3 or 4. And yeah, I kind of helped you like go back and we redid parts of it. And then I had to just like, we had to walk away from it for a couple days.
Yeah, we did.
And then we came back and I just like, I was like, no, I'm figuring this out. Like, I will make this work. And then I figured out how to make Pikachu move. Oh my God.
So then I told Meg I want the Charizard one. And she's like, I'm sorry, but I'm never buying you another one.
Literally. I'm like, if you want to go and buy that one for yourself.
You need like an alone right weekend ahead. So she doesn't have to watch you struggle.
Yeah.
There was a Butterfree one that moves too. I
absolutely
that was really cool.
Not. F that. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
I will never build another Mega Block set again.
It was really hard. It was really hard.
So put Mega Blocks on the list of undesirables.
Go, like, seriously.
What number do you want this to be by, Megan?
I hate Mega Blocks. I'm not kidding. My most annoying Lego set that I've ever built is the one that I built whenever Tiffany and Alana were over because it was, wait, what was it? The astronomy tower? Because I knocked it over and I still have not put it back together because once a Lego set breaks, like, man, it's dead to me.
You need Brandon. Brandon did that the other day.
It's now dead to me. That set is dead. That also happened with my Hogwarts Express set. It, like, pieces of it broke apart. It's now dead to me. I've never had any desire to put it back together.
Oh my God.
Another one broke on me and I donated it because I'd never, no, well, I'm not putting
why?
It back together.
Like, it's so overwhelming to even, like, think about
putting it back together.
Yeah, forget that.
Taking it apart. It's just, it's too much
for my
brain.
Someone ended the stage.
Are you serious? I didn't.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
So okay. Someone ended the stage.
Sam just said how long will it be before they realize we can't hear them.
Who ended it?
I don't know. I didn't. That's weird.
That's weird.
Huh. I was just about to say the Lego set that I hated. It was the astronomy tower and I dropped it and it broke and it's now dead to me.
It's very sad.
Also, you guys didn't hear, but you need to add Mega Blocks to my list of undesirables, like, right now, because F them.
Yeah.
They're Megan's the literal worst. Okay. Next question. Katie, did you actually...
You gotta hurry up because I gotta put Louie to bed.
Yeah, Pikachu.
Okay.
Pikachu.
Let's do two more.
In true fashion.
Destifer, what did you ladies get for Christmas?
Something. I got one of those, like, Theraguns massage thingy for your muscles.
Nice.
And one of those coffee mugs. Yes, Marty got me a mug, you guys.
Shocked.
But it, like, stays warm.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's one of those chargeable ones. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, Tiff, you're not
in
Discord.
It says I'm not in Discord. I didn't do anything.
I think it must have been you.
It has to be you.
I'm sitting here looking at them. How does it say I'm not in?
You're not in the stage. You have to rejoin when I remade it. Mm. That's all. Mm. I got from Katie very gratefully, I guess is the word I'm looking for, Le Creuset. A Le Creuset pot.
A who?
Le Creuset.
Le Creuset.
Like the really nice, like, Dutch oven.
Le croissant.
Just kidding.
I was very, 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 very excited about that.
I'm happy for you.
I don't even know where to start because you spoiled me real big.
Just pick your favorite thing.
My favorite thing?
Yeah, just pick one thing.
I don't know.
Come on, Katie, you can do it.
I can't.
I got her a really cool canvas of all of her runs from the Dopey Marathon in January.
So sweet. Also, a wearable heated blanket and a giant Pikachu pillow.
Oh, now suddenly she can pick something.
Okay, moving on. Last question. Go!
Okay, there's two more, but they're really, like, short. Okay, what...
Then Eric, do it.
Eric asks, what's your favorite comfort TV show? Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek.
Gilmore
Schitt's
Girls. Creek.
There we go. Sam Gartley asks, sorry, I don't know why I said your full name. Love you. Anyway, what's one book...
Samantha Gartley.
What is one book you hope to read this year besides Hofass?
None. I care about no Tiffany. Other book. It would be really cool if, like, maybe the next ACOTAR came out.
I think we're going to get it.
I'm praying that we do.
I think we're going to get two books. I would love a date. Year. Yeah.
A date. But yeah, I mean, like, real talk, I care about no other books. I can't see past January 30th. I'm sorry.
It's valid. I am most excited for Christina Lauren's two books that are coming out. They are doing the fourth book in the Meant to Be series. It's going to be Tangled, which is really cool. It's that, like, Disney series that they pull different authors and have them do retellings of Disney princess stories. So Christina Lauren is doing the Tangled one, and then they have another book coming out. I think it's in May. So
I want to read A Complicated Love Story and Set in Space, because I've had my eyes on this book for a long time, finally bought it, and now I'm done with that giant series and I can maybe read this.
That giant series. Thank you, Catherine.
Also, yes, Mia, I am excited to read Legendborn this year, and I promise you I will read Legendborn.
Like, I have a physical copy of that girl.
Yeah, me too.
I'll read her.
All right. If you want to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Peaches Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick. The House Cup standings are the same.
That way.
Flick.
Flick.
Samantha Gartley.
Samantha Gartley.
Hey, this episode is for Samantha Gartley.
Samantha.
Samantha Gartley.
Thank you.
Have we made you uncomfortable yet?
Is that all?
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah. Dude, Phil is so hard asleep right now. It's insane.
He got go O-U-T.
Samantha Gartley, we would like to thank you for everything that you have done.
Yeah, forever and always. Forever and always. All right,
yeah. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down. Didn't you love how I knew that you were going to start singing?
Yeah.
That's how much you're in my head. Clicked.
I clicked.
Let's start, like, right away. Ready?
I'm ready.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.